While Year 12 students across Queensland are celebrating their last day of school today, three young graduates from Brisbane Boys College are busy raising money to combat domestic violence. Twins Spencer and Zach Haywood and Dhruv Goel started their social enterprise One Quarter to raise funds for the Women's Legal Service, which supports domestic violence survivors. They've raised more than $5,000 so far, but they say this is just the beginning. Nads Haxton spoke to the trio about how they plan to keep their enterprise going after finishing school.
We thought domestic violence is an incredibly important issue for us to address, especially as young people.
As Zach alluded to, we're operating under a social enterprise model. So what we run as a business with the purpose of raising funds for victims of domestic violence. So what we do is we sell T-shirts and we donate the profits from the sales to organisations such as the Women's Legal Service and Friends with Dignity, who provide frontline services for victims of domestic violence.
And how did you design the shirts and everything, Spencer?
Well, we have a friend at school, fellow Year 12 student, who very kindly came up, Liam Pike, who very kindly came up with a design that we've been able to put on the shirts and is currently working on a few more.
You were saying this is an ongoing project. This isn't just something to do while you're in Year 12.
Yes, this is just the start. We were launched a couple of weeks ago by the Honourable Justice Margaret McMurdo, and so we hope it'll just build from now.
Where do you hope to go from here? At the moment, you've just been selling to friends, is that right?
Yeah, we're currently in the process of setting up an online store, and we'll hopefully be able to ship Australia-wide and, you know, establish ourselves further.
So what's on the shirts? Tell us about that logo.
So the idea behind the shirts is that we want people to wear the shirts for their own merit and not feel like they're a walking piece of advertisement. So the shirts have our logo on the left-hand side, and its purpose is just to be a conversation starter. So, like, you go have coffee with a friend and they'll be like, "That's an interesting shirt you're wearing." Like, you know, I bought this shirt from an organization that actually supports domestic violence, and, you know, domestic violence is an issue. Over 1 in 4 women suffer from it between the ages of 15 and, like, 44. So that's sort of the idea behind the T-shirts.
How much of an eye-opener has this been for you in finding out about domestic violence?
It's been quite shocking, actually. We've had the privilege to talk to health economists, social workers who are on the front lines of this problem, and it goes much deeper and it's much bigger than any of us could have imagined. It has really just highlighted to us how important it is that we address domestic violence.
This is a question I suppose I'll put to all of you. The cliche of a boys' school is that maybe there's not a lot of empathy or understanding for women's issues. Is that something you'd like to respond to or address with this project?
We think that that's a massive problem, and that's actually one of the reasons why domestic violence isn't spoken about and why it's such a problem now. That's why we believe it to be important that our social enterprise actually create that conversation and that we can start that. We've been speaking at school about this, and hopefully we're getting the message out there.
As you said, there is a little bit of a silence in, I suppose, the young male community. So that's why I think it's really important that we speak out as young men to other young men, because ultimately we feel it has the message has more of an impact if it's coming from young males.
A really positive thing that we've seen is just having our social enterprise start up is even in our school, people having conversations about it, because first of all, they didn't know about it, but now they do, and that's why we had so many young men from BBC and indeed other schools come to the launch, because it's actually hit a chord with them.
And you'd like to see some more young men come forward maybe and help out?
We've been receiving a lot of support. Many people have approached us and, like, offered to help. Like, at our launch recently, as Zach alluded to, we had many young men help out at the counter and, you know, with ushering and just things like that. So it's been really encouraging with all the support we've received. So.
And like you say, it's that conversation. Hey, have you had some interesting conversations with people?
We have. We've had some very interesting conversations, but ultimately I think they've led to greater understanding about the issue. So we can only see that as a good thing.
And now you'll be keeping it going through uni, you were saying, this project, yeah?
Yes, certainly. It's only just the beginning.
That was Spencer Haywood and the team from One Quarter speaking with Nads Haxton in Brisbane.